If there's no objection, I'd like to take one item out of order because we've got somebody here who's going to have to leave, and that is to take item 413 from the regular calendar next, and then we'll move to the items that we pulled in the rest of the regular calendar. So could you read item 413, please?
Accept and appropriate an additional $30,000 from Oregon Impact for the 2016 Dewey Traffic Safety and High Visibility Enforcement Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Okay, Sergeant Barnum, come on up, please.
Morning, Mr. Mayor, Council. Morning. Brett Barnum with the Traffic Division, Portland Police Bureau. This is just the ongoing grant that we've had over the last probably 15 years from Oregon Impact. This is additional monies. The reason why we're requesting this year so far, we've had 219 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol, 16 arrests for driving under the influence of drugs, to include the marijuana impairment. We've been working the grant for about 4 months now. We've got a substantial amount of money left, but the additional money certainly will be helpful so that we can complete the remaining 5 months of the grant. To date, so far, we are a little over half as much ahead of where we were last year. Last year, we arrested 420 people under the Oregon Impact Grant, so we're a little ahead of the game. This is good and bad, one in that we're getting drivers off the road, but bad in the sense that there's an uptick in impaired driving. A big part of this uptick, and I've talked to my colleagues at the state police, has been marijuana impaired driving with the new legalization law. So we're adding more drug recognition officers within our division to help combat this problem a little bit more. But this also stays consistent and in line with the City of Portland, PBOT, and the Police Bureau's partnership with Vision Zero. So this is certainly money well spent. And I certainly won't forget that I'm not trying to tax our people either. So we do this in such a format where I think it's been proven now through the increase over the years with the amount of arrests, but we are keeping our people well rested, and we are actually doing effective police work out there, keeping in mind everybody's concerns.
Thank you. Good report.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that recognition and the thoughtfulness. And my understanding from talking with Chief O'Day is that officers need to be specifically trained for recognizing marijuana impairment, and that unless they are, it's more difficult to make arrests on that. Is that correct?
Well, there is additional training, which certainly helps with testifying in court. Myself personally, with about 23 years of traffic division experience, I'm not a drug recognition officer, but I'm more than capable and comfortable making a drug arrest. And then in order to add additional evidence onto the case, there can be a drug recognition officer that can be brought in. It basically just puts another nail on the box so that we can make the case super solid. It doesn't mean the case goes away just because I'm not a drug recognition officer. So,
but the additional training does require resources to be able to get more officers to have. And I'm hopeful to be providing some of that to you in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much for your work.
Thank you. Questions for Sergeant Barnum? Please.
Just a question. We hear a lot, so much about opioid epidemics in every state, every city in this nation. Is there such thing as opioid impaired driving?
Oh, absolutely. Prescription drugs is a big part of the impairment as well. And of course, we've seen that for years and years and years. But traditionally, the high volume of arrests come from alcohol related impairment, as well as now marijuana related impairment, but it doesn't preclude prescription drug cases from time to time where we do have an impaired driver that either one gets in a crash or two just get stopped because of their driving behaviors or patterns.
So you're trained to recognize the distinction between alcohol and opioid?
Yeah, absolutely. And the drug recognition program, there's also what they might consider a little lesser training, which is called ARIDE, Advanced Sobriety Impairment Training, which can allow just a SFST, a regular trained DUI expert, grab a little bit of extra training so that they can then recognize and be that buffer. Do we call in a drug recognition expert, or is this something that I can continue on myself? It's kind of like being a junior DRE, so to speak, but you don't have the full credentials. But it does allow you to have this additional training. And these trainings are also given to basic police academy students. So
thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone want to speak on this item? Thank you. Then let's take a vote, please. It's an emergency ordinance.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Prince?
Thank you for this very thorough report and for your work. Aye.
Nails?
Yeah, Portlanders are losing their lives to suicide, gang violence, and traffic deaths. And in each case, the Portland Police Bureau is responding with focused effort and specialized training. And this is just one more example of that, and it makes a difference. And it's tragic that what we've seen in terms of traffic deaths and the number of them that always, this year, last year, any other year, involve people that are under the influence. So really important work. Thank you. Aye.
Mayor, I just saw this morning that your police, our police officers saved somebody who was planning to jump off the 205 overpass. And so, again, thank you very much for all of your work in very many different realms.
Thank you. Thanks, Sergeant. Okay, let's